Good morning. You are listening to WAMC Regional News, and we bring you a new person that we'll be talking with on Fridays. Her name, Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning and welcome, Melissa.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we have a number of interesting stories to talk about. We'll pick two for today. One, I was directed to the publication because even though we're in the news business, I didn't know about this news. The story, contractors for the new Tappan Zee Bridge claim, and this is the new Mario Cuomo Bridge, they're owed $900 million and they've sued the state for project documents.
Yeah, so the companies that designed and built the new Tappan Zee Bridge filed the lawsuit against the Thruway Authority, I think a couple weeks ago now, claiming that the authority violated the state's Freedom of Information Law by not turning over some internal records in a timely manner, which include budget reports, correspondence between the authority and the governor's office, and agreements with a consulting firm. Attorneys for the contractor say they filed the records request in April of 2018 and encountered repeated delays and vague responses. The Freedom of Information Law provides public access to government records, but with specific exemptions, like to protect privacy or trade secrets, national security, or law enforcement. Politico had reported in March of 2018 that the contractors were preparing about the $900 million in claims against the Thruway Authority, and the latest lawsuit seems to be in pursuit of that money. The amount exceeds the amount that was budgeted for contingencies and allowances in the contract, and the Thruway Authority has declined to comment on the litigation.
Fascinating story. We'll stay on that as it continues. From there, electric vehicles, New York State, and the new climate legislation, essentially an unfunded mandate, but it requires a complete transition away from fossil fuels by 2050.
Right. This has been a reoccurring theme over the past couple of weeks, especially when it comes to electric vehicles. New York's climate legislation requires a complete transition by 2050, like you said, and that's still 30 years away, but will require a lot of changes, you know, from the cars we drive to what powers our homes and businesses. Last week, the Parking Authority in Albany installed 11 new charging ports in 3 downtown garages. They're now located in the Riverfront, Green Hudson, and Quackenbush garages. For now, the electricity will be free to anyone who pays to park at the garages, but that could change in the future as the demand for the charging stations increases. And then across the state, and especially in the Albany region, investments in electric vehicle infrastructure are speeding up. New York has earmarked about $250 million to build fast chargers across the state through 2025. And it's interesting, the number of electric vehicles, including plug-in hybrids, registered in the Albany area right now is about 3,000, which is less than 1% of all cars in the region. But that number has quadrupled over the past 5 years, and that trend is expected to continue. We've seen owners of apartment complexes, office parks, and even shopping centers already competing for state grants to install charging stations right on their property. And related to all of that, Cree, the company that's behind the billion-dollar investment in Utica, is betting on the demand for electric cars as it has already started signing contracts for work at the plant, which isn't even built yet. Cree makes the key component of an electric vehicle's drivetrain using silicon carbide technology. And we'll be following Cree's investment in Utica because of the scale of that project and it being a potential opportunity for Capital Region businesses and contractors to get in on the build-out.
And when Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, finds out more on these stories, she'll update us. And she'll be joining us on Fridays to have these conversations. You can go read more of these stories at albanybusinessreview.com. And our conversation is online at wamc.org. Melissa, thanks so much. I look forward to our continued conversation.
Thank you. Me too.